Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Tuesday. Very happy to be here with everyone. We got a lot of stuff to get into today. Unfortunately, we do not have a lot of time. But we have some topics. Red Sox hire a manager. Baseball playoffs. MLB. They want to make changes. I'm going to tell you how I feel about this, and you know I'm not going to hold back. There's a baseball player suing over the Astros. I talked to a good friend of mine earlier today, and he said, the way that I said it to him, make sure I soften it up when I say it on air. God, sometimes you just want to use the words you want to use. You really do. This Brady versus Dak thing, it has legs and it just won't die. I'm going to tell you why the Dallas Cowboys would be the stupidest team in the NFL if they traded Dak for Brady. So those are just some of the topics we have to get into. Let's jump right into it. Let's get it done. This is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining today. We, of course, are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights. That's locally in Chandler again. Getting there, let them know the PLR with the Cave Show sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Become a club member. Get yourself a locker. All your good stuff. And there you also get access as a member to the members lounge. It is really nice back there. So something you definitely want to think about doing. Again, that's Maduro's with one of the best selections of cigars in the valley. If you can't get down there, no worries. Just go online to stogieworld.com, Stogie with an A, and get your cigar ordered. If you are in state, ships out same day. So make sure you get to that and check it out. All that's at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Don't forget Thursday. We are not on air tomorrow, but don't forget Thursday. It is Cigars with the Cave Show live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. And again, make sure you let them know PLR sent you. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Let's do some quick clean up before we get into this baseball playoff thing. The Red Sox have hired a new manager. It's going to be Ron Renicky. He's going to step in, take over. As we know, Alex Cora was fired as part of the cheating scandal from the Houston Astros a couple years ago. He was said to be a large part of what they were, of the cheating that was going on. So he's obviously out. So Ron Renicky is going to take over. I'm really curious to see how all this shakes down this year. I mean, we know that Boston's made a trade with Mookie Betts, so he's gone. So I'm curious to see how all of this all this shakes out for Boston. Ron Renicky is a baseball guy. He will do a fine job. He's managed before. He's probably what they needed, someone who's very low-key. And that's pretty much what every team did, get someone that's kind of low-key, that won't really steal or take away from what the teams are trying to accomplish. But anyway, Boston is they're done now. They've moved on. They've got their manager. The Mets have their manager. The Astros have Dusty. I was thinking Buster Olnick. And they're all ready to go. So I can't wait. Can't wait. A couple things, and I said I'm going to get into this whole playoff thing, but there's something I have to touch base on. And this is really bugging the crap out of me. And it's the truth. Ex-Blue Jay pitcher Mike Bollinger is suing Astro. He's saying the sign stealing ended his career. Okay, where to address? He's claiming. Now, Mike Bollinger, let's get this out there, played for the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers, and the Blue Jays. He filed a civil suit. He is accusing the Houston Astros of unfair business practice, negligence, and intentional interference with contractual and economic relations. He's over $31 million in bonuses from the 2017 World Series, and he wants the money to go to Los Angeles charities. Okay. I was told don't use the words that I want to use. He quotes and says, Bollinger, there's a message to be sent to youth out there, especially athletes, more specifically baseball players. It was awesome to grow up and watch the game play the right way. Mind you, there were steroids and greens. Anyway, we've kind of drifted from that. It's something we can really express to kids. You don't have to cheat to get where you want to go. Okay, so this guy is saying that, now mind you, he was drafted in 2010 by the Diamondbacks. He's saying his career ended because of them cheating. Because he got hit real hard by the Astros. He said after that, he spent the rest of the 2017 season in AAA going 1-0 with a save and a 1.93 ERA. He was not offered a new contract by the Blue Jays or any other team, and he spent the last couple of years in Japan. Okay. Okay. So let me see if I understand this right. So he's basically saying he pitched so well, he did such a bang-up job, but because he was cheated against one time, that ruined his career. Huh. Let me tell you what this dude did. But let me just be honest. 2014, at the age of 26, 1-6, ERA 5.50. 2015, 6-6, ERA 3.62. 2016, 1-4, ERA 6.83. 2017, which is obviously the year that the Astros cheated, 0-3 with a 6.31 ERA. But the 2017 series against the Astros, when they beat you like a drum, is the reason why you're no longer in baseball. Could it be before that season you were already 8-16? Could it be that before that season you had already given up 106 runs? That are those 106 runs that you gave up? You know how many were earned? 105. Could it be that you gave up 25 dongs? Could it be that your strikeouts to base on ball rate were close to the same? I'm trying to figure out exactly where we put this blame. So you want to blame the Astros and sue them. And we live in a litigious country. You want to sue? Sue. If someone is dumb enough to give it to you, give it to you. But Mike Bolsinger, I'm looking at your record as a pitcher. The Astros aren't the reason why you're out of the league, bro. You should be suing your arm and your talent for not allowing you to be as good as you think you were. That's who you should sue. Your arm and your talent lied to you. And I'm real sorry if pitching in Japan was bad for you and it wasn't something that you wanted to do. But the Astros aren't the reason you're out of the league. It was your ability to not get the ball over the plate or not get hit. That's why you're out of the league. If I had that career in baseball, as a pitcher, I wouldn't look to blame it on so it'd be different. It would be 100% different if in 2014 you were 6-1, 2015 you went 6-6, 2016 you went 4-1, and then you get hit all over the place. And I'm like, oh, wait a second, something doesn't add up. But you sucked before. The lowest ERA you had was 3.62. The lowest. In 21 started games in 2015, the best you could do, the most you could muster, the OG golly whiz effort, best that you could do was 6-6. But 9-0 decisions. You're terrible. And I hate to be that person that makes it so, wow, that's so cold. But sometimes you got to be honest with someone. Sometimes you got to tell someone the truth. Dude, you sucked. And now you want to sue? I don't know if you remember this, but a long time ago, 50 and Floyd Mayweather hired me. Don't know if it was real, don't know if it was staged. I could care less. But Mayweather basically said, beef you to 50. Or fight promoting and bullcrap like that. But he basically said beef you. 50's first line, the first comeback, was funny as hell. He said, beat me? Beat me? It's not my fault. The Astros should be feeling the same way. And I feel like I'm sticking up for cheaters, and I'm not. They should feel the same way. We're going to sue you because my career's over. Sue me? Sue us? Did you see your career before us? You sucked long before that. That's a joke. Let's get into the playoff changes. Let's talk about the things that baseball wants to do to shake itself up. Mike Bolsinger, you suck before, bro.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Welcome back to the KSO PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us this Tuesday. Don't forget, if you ever want to hear a replay of this show, you can do a couple things. You can just hit Listen Live. It'll take you to shows on the website, thesportscave.com, caves with K. There's also some of my favorite shows loaded up on the left side where you can check those out as well. And, of course, you can always check us out at 3 o'clock every day on KSRN. Make sure you download that app, Google Play Store, Apple Store, and check us out. Mike Bolsinger. So, anyway, baseball wants to change things, and every time baseball wants to change things, here comes 90-year-old dude off his front porch, off his chair. Well, I don't want to change it. That's going to make me stop to change baseball. Remember when they decided to add the wild card? Oh, we're ruining baseball. They're ruining baseball. You got to win your division. You got to. Shouldn't even be a division. Shouldn't even be a division. Should be one big long thing against one big long league in the National and American, and the best team in the American, they go and they play. Okay, fine. We'll split it in two divisions, but that's going to ruin baseball. We'll have the East and the West, but boy, that's going to ruin baseball. Yeah. Okay, well, you know what? Now we got these divisions. That's going to ruin baseball. Okay, how that many divisions? It's going to ruin baseball. Oh, it didn't? Okay. Oh, now you want a wild card? That's going to ruin baseball. Can't have a wild card because that's going to ruin baseball. Or a one-game series? Can't do one-game series. Oh, that's going to ruin baseball. Can't do one game. Things evolve. And I've heard just some stupid crap today. You mean to tell me if a team wins 108 games, they would have to subject themselves if the Dodgers, because it always revolves around the Dodgers, never win anything meaningful lately. If the Dodgers, if we win 107 games, that means we may have to play the Brewers, and they only won 86. How fair would it be if we, you know, proved all regular season how great we are, then we face a team that's just hot? That happens in every sport, dude. It happens in every sport. I remember the Raiders back in the day, beating the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. Eagles proved all season they were a great team. They had home field advantage. Finally got the Dallas Cowboys. Put them in their boo-boo blue. Never forget that. Put them in the boo-boo blue on the road. They thought mentally the Cowboys couldn't win, wearing the boo-boo blue. They thought the Cowboys saw themselves in that white. They were unstoppable. The Eagles, we're at home. We're wearing the white. We're choosing. You go for the boo-boo blue. And then they get to the Super Bowl and they lose to a team that won three games. They won the wild card, the divisional, the AFC championship, and then went on to win the Super Bowl. You hear people say, oh, that's so unfair to the Eagles. Oh, that's so unfair to these other teams that this playoff team came up and won. You got to perform on the court or the field or the grass or the diamond. So if you win 106 games and you lose in the second round, in the divisional round, that's a you problem. It means you were a farce to begin with. You know what it does when you add teams to the playoffs? You know, it's like dumbing baseball down. Actually helping your product. The NFL and the NBA gets that. Let's say you're playing Golden State from last year or the year before when they were the prohibited favorite to win the title. And they go and they play Memphis. Do the fans in Memphis think they have a legitimate chance to beat the Golden State Warriors? No. But they went to the games. And they bought those jacked up price tickets to watch the Warriors and the Grizzlies play, knowing that they weren't going to win. Because, one, they got to see their team in the playoffs, and they got to see the big boys come to town. And that keeps interest alive. Because if you are a fan of baseball, and you're the Kansas City Royals, and June rolls around, and you're already 15 games out of the number one spot. Not because you suck, but let's just say the White Sox are running away with the division. And now you're battling other wild card teams to get in. How more apt am I as a fan to go see my team play that has a chance to get in the playoffs? Or if they get in the playoffs, let's just say they get in the playoffs. I get to go see a playoff baseball game. Maybe they're playing the Yankees. I'm going to show up. I don't know when next time Yankees are going to play in a playoff game against my team. It keeps the interest alive. That's the idea. So let me tell you some of the changes. MLB is, I'm just going to read this verbatim. They're considering a move that would have each league would have three division winners and four wild card teams that will make the playoffs. Now, this doesn't start to 2022, and it's not agreed upon. Let me just say that. The best team in each league will receive a bye. So they don't have to play until we get to the divisional series. The two remaining division winners and the wild card team with the best record of the four all host home games and the best of three series. Once the teams clinch the regular season, the plan it gets congested. I'm going to read it. The division winner with the second best record will select this wild card opponent from the three wild card winners not hosting a series. The division winner with the worst record would then choose this opponent from the remaining two wild card teams. The final matchup will pit the wild card winner with the best record against the wild card team not yet chosen. Now, they're going to tune this thing up. They're going to do this on national TV. They're going to sell it big time. How would you like to be the team that makes the playoffs and a team says, you know what? Give me the Orioles. Yeah, we want to play the Orioles. How motivated are the Orioles? And now you better beat them. I just think it adds fun to the game. Considering they won't do it on the field. They won't do it on the field, and you know this. I heard someone say earlier, the shift has ruined baseball. The shift has not ruined baseball. The willingness to butt against the shift is ruining baseball. The inability or the want to do something different against it is ruining baseball. Well, we don't pay that number four hitter to bunt. We pay him to jack home runs. Let me ask you a question. If your number four hitter comes up and we're playing old school baseball and there's no shift, and he grounds up the middle and hits a single, are you going to tell him, you know what, don't take that base. We didn't pay you to hit that single. What are you going to take first? If he comes up, listen to me. If that number four hitter comes up and the shift is on and he butts down the third baseline and he gets on, the other manager will be like, oh, okay, whatever, you got us that time. He comes up again, another game, maybe a couple weeks, maybe same game, who knows, butts again, gets on. you know what that manager is going to do? He's going to put that third baseman back closer to third base. And you know what you have then? A gaping hole between the third baseman who's standing close to the bag and the shortstop who's standing close to second base. But we're not going to think of that. That's too easy. Too easy. Baseball, roll with it. Don't listen to the talking heads whining. Don't listen to dude on the radio, unless it's me, talking about, but that's going to ruin the game. Baseball is a great game. We don't have a problem. You do have a problem. You always want to talk pace of play. That's another subject. Because everyone's bringing up pace of play. Nothing to do with pace of play. Enhancing the playoffs and knowing that your team is alive will make you go to the baseball stadium a lot more than July 3rd. Oh, we're dead already. I guess I'll just go shopping with the family. Baseball, you're about to do it to yourself again. Over the course of the week, I have more baseball people on. We'll talk about this. Well, I'll get their opinions. If they don't agree with me, they're wrong. But I'll give them a chance to be wrong. Step away, pay a couple more bills, and then we're going to wrap this bad boy up until Thursday.
The Law Office of Carrie Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Carrie Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Welcome back to the Cam Show with PLR. This is PLR. If you missed any part of any show we have, make sure you check us out. KSRN, 3 o'clock every day. Download the app from Apple or your Google Play Store and check it out. Okay, so last thing I want to get into before we jump out of here for the day. Again, apologize for the abbreviated show. We're back to 1 hour on Thursday as we come to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. But tune in tomorrow. It will be a show that you didn't miss it, you want to hear it, or you liked it enough to hear it again. Either way, still tune in tomorrow. One, we will have a show up and running, ready to go. But this whole Dak Prescott for Tom Brady thing may be the stupidest thing I think I've ever seen in my life. And if the Dallas Cowboys are dumb enough to trade or let Dak go to New England to bring Tom Brady into Dallas so they could try to win before their window closes, you're a walking idiot. Dak is your quarterback of the future. You send Dak Prescott to the New England Patriots for Tom Brady, who's 58 years old, to try to squeeze one more out, one more ring out, squeeze one more in. You know what will happen? The Cowboys will fall on their face, and the Patriots will win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott. Tom Brady is better than a system quarterback. He truly is. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks to play the position. But you can't just disrespect the system, too, because he helped make that system what it is. But you can't just disrespect the system. You can't just say it's all system, no Brady, because that's not true. Just like it's not true to say it's all Brady and no system. But if the Cowboys really want to make this move, I think they're idiots. Listen, there are certain quarterbacks I just would not touch. And they're all accomplished in their own right. Manning, I'm glad he retired. Super Bowl champ, but he knew. Brady, greatest possible ever. Deep down, he knows. Phillip Rivers, oh, well, I'll sign a two-year deal and see how it goes. You're done, bro. Big Ben coming off of a big surgery. We'll see, but he's the next up. These days are wrapping up for these guys. I'm sorry. I'm the bearer of bad news. My bad. So I got my credential today. Pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. I still get giddy knowing that spring training baseball is here. Always have appreciated the Diamondbacks for allowing us to cover a great team, great organization, great people. Definitely appreciate it. And I'm excited. I am giddy. So be prepared to see a lot of baseball stuff. That's going to be fun. I know we don't talk a lot of Phoenix Merck. I understand that. But listen, Juana Barner was traded today to the Connecticut Sun for a lot of picks. And I, for one, want to definitely say thank you to Juana Barner. Always been gracious. Always given me the time to speak, the time to talk about anything that was happening. Won two titles here. And she will sorely be missed, not only for the team in the locker room, but in this community. So good luck on your new endeavors. Wish you well. And you are a class act all the way through. And appreciate the time that you spent doing interviews. And definitely will be putting a mic in your face again when you come back around and come back to town. Make sure you're following at the Sports Cave on the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook. Cave is with a K. Sportscave.com. Again, Cave is with a K. Check out the website. You can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Don't forget, the next live show is Thursday for Maduro's, 1 o'clock. Make sure you are checking us out. Cigars with the Cave show, like I said, every Thursday. Get down there and see what the cigar of the week will be. That way you can check it out. Smoke relax, folks. Again, Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, Chandler Heights and Alma School. So get out there and definitely check us out. This is the Cave Show with PLR. Thank you for listening. I will open the phone lines up on Thursday. Might have a surprise guest for you as well. Like I said, this is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Everyone, have a great rest of your day.